At least a dozen people have been killed in two bomb blasts in northwest Pakistan. The explosions happened outside a district court in the city of Mardan in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Over 50 others were injured in the bombings. Officials say one blast took place after a bomber detonated his explosives at the entrance of the court building. The twin blasts came hours after unknown gunmen attacked a Christian colony near the city of Peshawar in the same province. All four assailants were shot dead by security forces. One Christian citizen died in the crossfire. Local authorities say the attackers intended to explode their explosives inside the Christian community, but their attack was successfully foiled. A pro-Taliban group called Jamaat al-Ahrar has claimed responsibility for both the Mardan and Peshawar attacks. Our correspondent in Islamabad says the government has a long way to go in stemming the problem of terrorism in the country.
Just yesterday, Pakistan's military spokesman claimed that the situation has improved in Pakistan and the government has managed to knock down terrorists, particularly in the northwest. Security forces, they've been claiming that since there was an operation against terrorists in the North Waziristan, as a result of which 3,500 terrorists were killed, and many among them, they were sneaked inside Afghanistan because there is a porous border region. And some of them, they have deeply penetrated in Pakistan's mainstream urban centers. And from there, they continue to operate. We need to understand that even if there are two dozens of terrorists and they are suicide bombers, they can cause mayhem for over a period of 2 years, because they don't need many big manpower. They need brainwashed suicide bombers who can cause unrest. And that is what we have seen today, that first they stuck in Mardan, where they attacked the police. And before that, there was attack on a Christian colony. And it appears that despite government's claims time and again, these terrorists would continue to strike in different parts of the country.